يبارك فيكم. It's always a pleasure to see you. الله يحسن إليكم. إن شاء الله سنكمل من حيث وصلنا في المخيم. إن شاء الله we are going to continue from where we stopped at the camp. يعني سنبدأ الكلام في كتاب الطهارة والصلاة, which means we are going to start talking about the issues of purification and prayer. أظن أنكم اعتدتم يعني كيف تجري الدروس. I think you are now used how the classes run. لكن لا بأس أن نذكر أن الدرس الأول إن شاء الله يكون من العاشرة إلى الحادي عشر والنصف, الدرس الثاني من الثاني عشر والنصف إلى الثانية, الدرس الثالث من الثالثة والنصف إلى الخامسة. إن شاء الله we'll start the first class at 10, we end it at 11:30. The second class from 12:30 up till 2 p.m. Then the third one 3:30 up till 5. So we will have 3 classes every day. Insha'Allah we will pray Zuhr and Al-Asr in Jama'ah on time. أي شيء زائد هذه المرة, في أي وقت من أوقات الدورة قد أقول لكم أخرجوا ورقة وقلما حتى نعمل امتحانا هيك بسيطا. One more thing, during any time, يعني at any time during this dawah, I might ask you to bring to get out a paper and a pen, so we would have a short quiz if you want about what we already discussed. لذلك يعني أرجو أن تراجعوا جيدا. So I wish that you review very well. من المهم جدا المراجعة. It is very important to review what you take. إن لم تراجع ما أخذت وتدرسه بعد مدة تكون كأنك ما أخذت. If you do not review and study what you take, then after a little while as if you did not hear it, you did not learn it. So please take care of reviewing and studying. Allah yubarik bikum. MashaAllah. يمكن في الأخير نعمل أيضا امتحانا في كل ما أخذنا. And maybe at the end of the دورة we will have a short exam about what we discussed, all what we discussed during this دورة. كتابة أو مشافهة, either in writing or oral, or an oral exam, or both. يعني that would be good, I think. عندهم. طيب خلونا نبدأ. Let us start. الله يبارك بكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن، والصلوات ربي وسلامه على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. أسأل الله أن يرزقنا جميعا حسن النية. I ask Allah to grant us all the sincere intentions. الطهارة والصلاة فصل. فمن الواجب خمس صلوات في اليوم والليلة. So this, we are discussing the issues of purification and prayer. Let me wait for the English version so I don't use terms different than what is in the English. أي حتى من يستعمل عبارات تانية بالمتن. That's better. For me, I feel more comfortable. So the author said, among the obligations is to perform five prayers within the day and the night. شرح ذلك أن الصلوات الواجبة في اليوم والليلة خمس لا غير. The explanation, the obligatory prayers during every day and night are only five. فلا صلاة، يفهم من ذلك أنه لا صلاة واجبة غير هؤلاء الخمس. It is understood from that there is no obligatory prayer every day and night except those five prayers. إذن صلاة الوتر غير واجبة. This means that the witr prayer is not an obligation. إنما هي مستحبة مندوبة. Rather, it is سنة. وهذا مذهب الإمام الشافعي وجمهور العلماء. This is what الإمام الشافعي said. And most of the scholars, this is what most of the mujtahids said. لكن منهم من قال الوتر واجبة. But some among the mujtahids said that the prayer of witr is واجب. كالإمام أبي حنيفة رضي الله عنه. Like الإمام أبو حنيفة. May Allah raise his rank. الإمام أبو حنيفة يقول من ترك صلاة الوتر عليه ذنب وإن كان مرتبتها ليست كمرتبة الصلوات الخمس. الإمام أبو حنيفة says the one who does not pray the witr prayer is sinful, although he does not consider it having the same rank as the five prayers. But he says that the one who leaves out praying it is sinful. أما الجمهور قالوا سنة. As for most of the mujtahids, they said the witr prayer is sunnah. ويفهم من ذلك أيضا أن سنة الصبح وسنة الظهر وسنة العصر ليست واجبة. From what was mentioned also, it is understood that praying the sunnah of subh, sunnah of dhuhr, sunnah of asr and the like is not an obligation. وما يقوله بعض الناس من أن من لم يصلي السنة يلقى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم القيامة وليس على وجهه مزعة لحم لا أصل له. What some people say that the one who does not pray the sunnah prayers meets the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم on the day of judgment, or comes on the day, meets the Prophet on the day of judgment without any piece of flesh on his face, is not correct. Is not valid. النبي ما قال هذا ولا الصحابة قالوه. Neither the Prophet nor the companions said anything like that. السنة فاعلها يستحق الثواب وتاركها لا عقاب عليه. The Sunnah prayer, the one who does it deserves the reward. And the one who leaves it out is not punished for that. أما حديث البخاري من رغب عن سنتي فليس مني فمعناه من كره شريعتي من ترك شريعتي من كره شريعتي من رغب عن سنتي معناه من كره شريعتي فليس مني أي هو كافر. وليس هذا وليس معنى السنة في هذا الحديث الصلوات المسنونة. As for the hadith narrated by Al-Bukhari from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he said من رغب عن سنتي فليس مني, it means the one who does not like, who hates my way, the rules with which I came, is a blasphemer. So the term sunnati mentioned in this hadith does not refer to the sunnah prayers. Rather, it refers to the way of the Prophet, the rules with which the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام came, the rules revealed to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. ويدل على ذلك على ما ذكرناه حديث طلحة بن عبيد الله رضي الله عنه يرفعه مرفوعا, أو حديث طلحة بن عبيد الله أن رجلا سائر الرأس جاء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال, رجل يعني شعره غير مرجل, هذا معنى سائر الرأس, جاء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله أخبرني بما افترض الله علي من الصلاة أي في اليوم والليلة. فقال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام خمس صلوات. ثم قال أخبرني بما افترض الله علي من الصيام فأخبره. ثم قال أخبرني بما افترض الله علي من الزكاة فأخبره. علمه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شرائع الإسلام ما يجب عليه ثم هذا الرجل قال له: والذي بعثك بالحق لا أتطوع ولا أنقص مما افترض الله علي شيئا، معناه لا أصلي صلوات مندوبة، لا أصوم صياما مندوبا، لا أفعل شيئا من المندوبات، لكن لا أترك شيئا من الفرائض التي أخبرتني عنها. وذهب الرجل، فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أفلح الرجل إن صدق، وفي رواية: دخل الجنة إن صدق. والحديث صحيح، رواه البخاري وغيره. What indicates or what stands proof for what we said, or among what stands proof for what we said, is the hadith narrated by al-Bukhari from Talha, son of Ubaydullah, may Allah raise his rank, that he said, a man came to the Prophet, a man with uncombed hair came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a sign that this man was coming, was a traveler. That's why they said uncombed hair. Came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, and he asked him, what are the obligatory prayers that I have to pray? He meant every day and night. The Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam told him 5. Then he asked the Prophet about the obligatory fasting. The Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam told him. He asked him about the obligatory zakah. The Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam told him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught him the rules of Islam, the obligations that he has to do. He had to do. Then this man said to the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, I will not do anything which is sunnah, but I will not leave out any of the obligations that you told me about. Then he went. The Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam told the people who were there that أفلح الرجل إن صدق, which means this man is successful on the day of judgment if he is truthful in what he said. That is, if he does what he says, what he said. In another narration, it is narrated that the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam said that this man will enter paradise if he is truthful in what he said. فيفهم من هذا الحديث أن من اقتصر على أداء الصلوات الواجبة ولم يصلي سنة من السنن أنه لا عقاب عليه في الآخرة. It is understood from this hadith that the one who prays only the obligatory prayers without praying any sunnah prayer is not blameworthy in the hereafter. He is not going to be tortured for that in the hereafter. فيعلم من ذلك أن ما يقوله بعض الناس من أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من لم يصلي سنتي لم تنله شفاعتي، غير صحيح. It is known from what we already mentioned that what some people claim from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he said, whomever does not pray the sunnah prayers, I will not intercede for him on the day of judgment, is a false hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not say it. This is not a sahih hadith. بعد أن ذكر المصنف رحمه الله أنه يجب خمس صلوات في اليوم والليلة، شرع في بيان أوقاتها أوقات أو في بيان أوقات كل منها. After mentioning that there are five obligatory prayers every day and night, the author started explaining the time of each one of those five prayers. وذلك لأنه يجب معرفة أوقات هذه الصلوات الخمس وما يحتاج إليها من يصليها من الأحكام. Because it is an obligation to know the times of those five prayers and what the one who makes the prayers need to know, the rules that the one who prays needs to know. فالذي يصلي الصلوات من غير تعلم أوقاتها هذا مقصر تقصيرا شديدا. The one who prays the five obligatory prayers without learning about the time of each one, when does it start and when does it end, is falling short. He is sinning by not learning that. بل لو صلاها من غير تيقن دخول الوقت، من غير معرفة دخول الوقت، إنما قال أصليها من غير أن يعرف أن وقتها قد دخل، فصلاته غير صحيحة. Moreover, if one prays without knowing that the time of the prayer is in, then his prayer is invalid. حتى لو وقعت الصلاة في الوقت. Even if this prayer was done within its time. So if one says, I will pray without knowing that, for example, al-dhuhr, I will pray the dhuhr prayer, without knowing that the dhuhr time is in, his prayer is invalid even if that time was in. Even if actually when he prayed, the time of the prayer was in, his prayer is invalid. لذلك لابد أن يهتم الشخص بتعلم كيفية دخول الأوقات على ما أرشد إليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is why it is important for one to learn how the time of each prayer is in and when it is out, according to what the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام taught. ولا يكفي الاعتماد على هذه المواقيت التي عملها الناس للنجاة من الإثم. يعني لا يكفي أن يقول الناس عملوا مواقيت فلا أحتاج أن أتعلم أو فلا يتعلم لينجو من الإثم. It is not enough for one to say there are calendars nowadays, so I will not learn, I will rely on the calendar to be clear from sinning. مع وجود هذه المواقيت لا بد أن يتعلم. Despite or even though those calendars exist, he needs to learn how the time is in of each prayer. لأنه كيف يعرف أن هذه المواقيت صحيحة؟ If he does not learn, how does he know that those calendars have the correct times? إذا كان في موضع ليس معه فيه عزنامة ماذا يفعل؟ If at one day, at one time, he is at a place where he cannot get hold of a calendar, what does he do? How does he pray? إن ذهب إلى بلد ما عمل له ميقات كيف يفعل؟ If he travels to a place, to a town, to a country where the people did not make a calendar for the prayers, what does he do? How does he pray? لذلك على كل واحد أن يتعلم كيفية دخول أوقات الصلوات وكيف تخرج. This is why each and every accountable person has to learn, is obligated to learn how the time of each prayer is in and when it is out. ولذلك قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم إن خيار عباد الله الذين يراعون الشمس والقمر والأظلة لذكر الله. This is why the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said that the best among the people are those who observe the sun, the moon, and the shadows to perform the prayers. وفي رواية زيادة ذكر النجوم الشمس والقمر والنجوم والأظلة لذكر الله. And in another narration, the stars are also mentioned, which means the best among the people are those who observe the sun, the moon, the stars, and the shadows to pray, to perform the prayer. وهذا الحديث قوي رواه الحاكم وحسنه الحافظ ابن حجر. This hadith is a strong hadith. It is narrated by Al-Hakim and others. And Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar classified it as a strong hadith.
Okay.
قال المؤلف: الظهر ووقتها إذا زالت الشمس إلى مصير ظل كل شيء مثله غير ظل الاستواء. The author said, the noon prayer of Dhuhr, its time begins when the sun has declined westward from the middle of the sky. It remains until the length of the shadow of an object becomes equal to the length of the object itself. In addition to the length of the shadow cast by that object when the sun was at its zenith. أول صلاة صلاها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعدما فرضت عليه الصلوات الخمس ليلة المعراج كانت صلاة الظهر، لذلك ابتدأ بها المصنف. The first prayer that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام performed after the night of Mi'raj, after the five obligatory prayers became obligatory upon him and his nation at the night of Mi'raj, the first prayer among those five prayers that he prayed was the Dhuhr prayer. في اليوم التالي لليلة المعراج جاءه جبريل عليه السلام فصلى به إماما عند الكعبة صلاة الظهر في أول الوقت. The day after the night of Mi'raj, Jibreel, Angel Jibreel, came to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and led the Prophet in the prayer of الظهر next to Al-Ka'ba. They prayed الظهر at the beginning of its time. طيب كيف يعرف ابتداء وقت الظهر؟ يعرف بأن تميل الشمس عن وسط السماء إلى جهة المغرب ولو ميلا قليلا. How do we know that the Dhuhr time is in? We know that when the sun moves a little bit, even a little bit, from the middle of the sky towards the west, even a little bit. This is when we know that the Dhuhr is in. طيب يعني عمليا كيف يعرف ذلك؟ مين بيقول لي؟ So practically, how do you know that? Who tells me? Who tell me? يعني when the shadow, to the east. For example, when you notice that the shadow of the object started to go to move towards the east. So practically, how do you know that? Okay. How do you know that the sun started moving to the west? No, really, I'm asking. Yeah, I'm serious about this. Shia Umar. By observation. Okay. Okay. طيب. Okay, okay. I'm, which means يعني, okay. Which means today, would you be able to tell us when the Dhuhr time is in? No, I'm serious. How do you do that? Okay. You put an object and you observe its shadow. And when do you know? How do you know that now the shadow moved to the east? The shadow. How do you know? That now, not before 1 minute. How do you know that? Of 2 minutes, of 5 minutes, by a yes, okay, that's one way. When the sun rises, the shadow is long. When the sun gets higher, the shadow becomes shorter, until it gets at one point when it does not get shorter. This is when the sun is at the middle of the sky. So when it moves towards the west, the shadow starts to become longer again. So when you notice that the shadow starts to become longer, then you know that the Dhuhr is in and that the sun did move to the west. Okay, this is one way. So around... The sun to the west, the shadow to the east. Yeah, correct. Okay, this is one way. This is one way. طيب, how do you know that, in another way, how do you know that the sun is moving towards the west without checking the shadow? Go ahead. Yeah? Okay, you face the south, and when you notice that the sun is moving towards your right side, then the Dhuhr is in. Correct. How do you face the south? Okay. Correct. I'll be more precise, okay? So... You know that the sun rise, where the sun rises, changes every day during the year. So how you determine exactly the middle, like the real east? You can get, yani, you can have an idea every day if you know from where the sun did rise, you get an idea. But to determine exactly, if you want to determine the beginning of the Dhuhr time exactly, and sometimes there is a big change from where the sun rises, so it affects your decision. So how do you determine the real east? ما سمعت. إيه هذا الآن لا نشرحه. صحيح. بالدائرة الهندية. As the brother said, with the India, there is something that they call the Indian circle. We will not go through that now. شيء آخر, another way. Yeah, correct. From the North Star at night, why not the compass? Correct, but why not the compass? You need to be cautious with the compass. In some areas, in some countries, it does not give you the real north. Like here. If you compare the direction of the compass with the North Star, there is a difference. So you need to know what is this difference to... To compensate for it. So you need to watch, for example, the North Star. So what do you do? You look at the North Star at night, and the North Star gives you which direction? North. So how do you know where's the south? I'm serious. Be patient with me. You'll have the south, the opposite direction. And how do you know that? And how do you know that you are facing exactly the south? You put the north. Okay. To the east. We want the south. To know if the sun... Okay, go ahead. So, what do you do? How do you determine the south? When you want to look to the sun during the day, how do you know that you are facing exactly the south? At night, you see the North Star. So if you face it, you know that you are facing the north. But how do you know that during the day, you are now facing the south? Exactly the opposite direction. How do you know that this is exactly the opposite direction? Yeah, I can. Huh? You make a mark on the ground. And how do you do that? Yes. Yes. And to be accurate, how do you do it in an accurate way? Yeah, you put that, but how do you know, how do you do it in an accurate way? Because I'm telling you, I'll tell you why. Because if it's a little bit deviated, then your decision might differ, isn't it? If it's a little bit deviated, then you might think that the dhuhr is in while it's not. Or it's not in while it is. So how do you do it in an accurate way? How do you draw the line in an accurate way? كيف بدك تعرف تحط النجم لظهرك, كيف تعرف انه تماما لظهرك؟ فاذا يعني باختصار شو بتعمل؟ تحدد نقطتين, ما هيك, ثابتتين تكونان بخط مستقيم مع النجم. You determine, you align two points with the North Star. How do you do that? For example, where you stand with the tip of a tree and the North Star, for example. Or you put a stick in the ground and another one which is longer than it. If you put your eye at the tip of the first one, you make the second one in a way that it is in line, the tip of the second one, in line with the North Star. And then you make a line between those two sticks. There you are, you have exactly the direction of the north and the south. Then you preserve this line until the next day and you have the direction, the exact direction, north, south, east, west. بدك تشوف. You need to check it. ما بعرف. I don't know. طيب. هلا إن درستم جيدا نحكي عن الدائرة الهندية بنبقى إن شاء الله في المستقبل. If you study well, إن شاء الله we'll explain the Indian circle in the future إن شاء الله تعالى. This is an accurate, nice way to determine that the Zuhr is in also. It relies on the same base, the shadow, the sun, etc. But it's a way to watch that in an accurate way, to observe it in an accurate way. It's an accurate way to observe that. إذن أول وقت الظهر ميل الشمس عن وسط السماء إلى جهة المغرب. So the beginning of the Zuhr time is when the sun moves westward from the zenith. كيف يعرف وقت العصر؟ ينظر إلى ظل الاستواء، الظل عندما كانت الشمس في وسط السماء، فيقاس ويزاد طوله إلى طول الشاخص. عندما يصير طول الظل كمجموع هذين يكون انتهى وقت الظهر. Now how do you know that the Zuhr time is out? You check the shadow of the object when the sun is at its zenith. At the middle, exactly at the middle of the sky. You check what is the length of the shadow. You add that length to the length of the object. So if it is 2 inches and the length of the object is 5 inches, you add 2 to 5, the result is 7. When the shadow becomes equal to the sum of those two lengths, then the Zuhr time is out. So when the shadow becomes 7 inches, then the Zuhr is out. وهذا يتغير على حسب الأيام. This changes from one day to another. It's not the same during all the days. وفي بعض البلاد لا يكون للشاخص ظل وقت الاستواء. In some countries, the object does not have a shadow at all when the sun is at its zenith. في هذه الحال يخرج الوقت وقت الظهر عندما يصير طول الظل كطول الشخص. In this case, the ظهر time is out when the length of the shadow is equal to the length of the object, because there is no shadow at the zenith. والعصر ووقتها من بعد وقت الظهر إلى مغيب الشمس. The author said, the mid-afternoon prayer, العصر, its time begins after ظهر ends and remains until sunset. إذا انتهى وقت الظهر ابتدأ وقت العصر فورا. Once the ظهر time is out, immediately the عصر time is in. يبقى وقت العصر إلى غياب قرص الشمس, أي إلى غياب كل كامل قرص الشمس. The عصر time remains until the sun sets, which means until the whole disk of the sun disappears in the horizon. In the western horizon. فما بقي منه شيء ظاهر فالعصر ما خرج وقتها بعد. So as long as there is a part of the disk apparent, then the عصر time is not out yet. It remains until the whole disk disappears. إن كان الشخص لا يستطيع أن يرى جهة المغرب, الأفق الغربي غير مكشوف بالنسبة إليه, يعرف غروب الشمس بإقبال الظلمة من المشرق, ينظر إلى جهة الشرق, إذا كان جبال في جهة الشرق, إذا زال الشعاع من رؤوس الجبال وأقبلت الظلمة من المشرق, معناه الشمس غابت في المغرب. If one cannot see the western horizon, then one looks towards the east. If there are mountains in the east, for example, and he notices that the sun rays are not shining at those mountains, at the tips of the mountains, then this means that the sun had already set. Also, he checks the eastern horizon. If the darkness appears in the eastern horizon, this means that the sun had set in the western horizon. So even if he does not see the western horizon, he checks the eastern horizon. Whenever the darkness appears in the eastern horizon, this means that the sun had already set. والمغرب ووقتها من بعد مغيب الشمس إلى مغيب الشفق الأحمر. The author said, the sunset prayer, المغرب, its time begins after sunset and remains until the redness disappears in the western horizon. إذا انتهى وقت العصر, بانتهاء وقت العصر يبدأ وقت المغرب. So once the Asr time is out, immediately the Maghrib time is in. يبقى وقت المغرب إلى غياب الشفق الأحمر. The time of the Maghrib time remains until the redness in the western horizon disappears. إن كان الشخص لا يستطيع أن يرى الأفق الغربي ينظر إلى النجوم في السماء، إذا كثرت النجوم في السماء معناه أن الشفق قد غاب. If one cannot see the western horizon, one checks the stars. He looks up to the stars. If one notices that a lot of stars now appear in the sky, this means that the redness had disappeared in the western horizon. And the Maghrib time is out. والعشاء ووقتها من بعد وقت المغرب إلى طلوع الفجر الصادق. The author said, the nightfall prayer, العشاء, its time begins when the Maghrib time ends and remains until the true dawn appears. إذا بانتهاء وقت المغرب يبتدئ وقت العشاء. Once the Maghrib time is out, immediately the Isha time is in. يستمر وقت العشاء إلى طلوع الفجر من الجهة الشرقية. The Isha time remains until the dawn appears from the eastern horizon. والفجر المقصود بالفجر الفجر الصادق. What we mean here by the dawn is the true dawn. وهو ضوء معترض في الأفق الشرقي يظهر خفيفا دقيقا ثم يزيد شيئا فشيئا يقوى شيئا فشيئا إلى أن تطلع الشمس. What we mean by the true dawn is a thin horizontal line of light that appears in the eastern horizon. With time it gets stronger and wider, then stronger until the sunrise. This is what we mean by the true dawn. لما نقول هذا؟ لأنه أحيانا يظهر ضوء عمودي في الأفق الشرقي قبل الفجر الصادق، ليس ضوءا أفقيا، إنما هو ضوء عمودي يختفي بعد ذلك وتعقبه ظلمة. هذا ليس الفجر الذي بظهوره يدخل وقت الصبح، هذا يقال له الفجر الكاذب. Why are we saying the real dawn, the true dawn? Because sometimes before the true dawn appears, a light appears in the eastern horizon, but which is not horizontal, rather it is vertical. It has the shape of the wolf tail. After some time it disappears. And then after that the real dawn appears. So this vertical light which appears sometimes is called the false dawn. When it appears it is still the Isha time. The Subh time is not in. It is not in until the real dawn appears. The horizontal light appears. و في هذه الأيام في المدن بسبب الأضواء لا يرى الشخص الفجر الصادق ولا يرى الوقت الذي تكثر فيه النجوم في السماء بسبب شدة الأضواء. Nowadays in the cities, because of the lights of the electricity, one cannot see the real dawn when it first appears, and one cannot check if there is a lot of stars in the sky or not. It is not easy. He needs to go somewhere where the lights are lesser. والصبح ووقتها من بعد وقت العشاء إلى طلوع الشمس. The author said, the dawn prayer, الصبح, its time begins after عشاء time and ends after عشاء time ends and remains until sunrise. بانتهاء وقت العشاء فورا يبتدئ وقت الصبح. So once the عشاء time is out, immediately the صبح time is in. ويستمر وقت الصبح إلى طلوع الشمس. It remains until the sun rise. يعني إلى بروز أول جزء من الشمس. Which means until the first part of the sun appears in the eastern horizon. Once it appears, then the subh is out. The subh time is out. وذلك باعتبار لو لم يكن هناك موانع تمنعه من رؤية ذلك. When we say until the first part of the sun, of the disk of the sun appears, we mean by that when one can see this first part of the disk, if there is nothing that prevents him from seeing that. So if there are mountains, for example, in the eastern horizon, in the east, if there are mountains that prevent him from seeing the sun when it first appears, he needs to take that in consideration. So he does not consider that the subh time remains until the sun appears, really appears, until he sees the sun rising from behind the mountain. No. Rather, he needs to take that in consideration. So he judges the matter in this way. If there was no mountains in the east, at which time would the sun appear? And he considers this time is the end of the subh time. This is how he judges, one judges the matter. فَكَمَا تَرَوْنَا مَعْرِفَةِ الْأَوْقَاتِ وَمُرَاقَبَةِ الشَّمَسِ وَالظِّلِ أَمَرْ مُهِمٍ. So as you can notice, it is important to observe the sun, the moon, the shadows to determine the time of the prayer. لأنه يتوقف على ذلك أحكام. Because the times of the prayer, for one to know the times of the prayer, depends on that. حتى يعرف متى يبدأ بالصوم ومتى ينتهي. For one to know when to start fasting and when his fast ends. He needs to know when the dawn appears and when the sun sets, etc. So this, there are important rules related to that. أغلب الناس كثير من الناس في هذه الأيام لا يهتمون بمراقبة الأوقات, مراقبة الشمس والظلال لأجل الأوقات. Most of the people nowadays, they do not take care of watching the sun, the shadows, to determine the times of the prayer. قال المؤلف فتجب هذه الفروض يعني حتى لو أن إنسانا أقام في رأس جبل بحيث يرى بوضوح الفجر والغروب ونحو ذلك مدة سنة أو سنتين أو ثلاثة حتى يضبط الأوقات لكان ذلك عملا حسنا مهما. ينبغي فعله. So even if someone resides at the summit of a mountain, for example, from where he can see clearly the dawn, the maghrib, the sunset, and other times of the prayers, he can clearly determine them. For one to do that, or for a community to do that, is an important thing to take care of this issue, that someone observes those matters for 1 or 2 or 3 years until one comes up with a precise calendar. This is an important thing to be done. طيب قال المؤلف فتجب هذه الفروض في أوقاتها على كل مسلم بالغ عاقل طاهر أي غير الحائض والنفساء. The author said these obligatory prayers must be performed in their due times by every Muslim who is pubescent, sane and pure. Without an excuse, it is unlawful to perform these prayers ahead of their times or to delay performing them until after their times have passed. شرح ذلك أن معرفة هذه الأوقات وإيقاع الصلاة فيها لا قبلها ولا بعدها فرض. The explanation, knowing the due times of the prayers and performing the prayers during those times is an obligation. لا يجوز للشخص أن يصلي الصلاة قبل دخول وقتها. It is prohibited for one to pray before the time of the prayer is in. ومن فعل ذلك لم تصح صلاته. The one who does that, his prayer is invalid. ولا تقع لا قضاء ولا أداء. It is not considered a valid prayer. He did not pray during its time, and it is not considered a make-up prayer. It is totally invalid. كذلك لا يجوز تأخير الصلاة عمدا بغير عذر بحيث يصليها بعد خروج وقتها. Likewise, it is not permitted to delay intentionally, praying a prayer until the due time, its due time is out. إن أخرها الشخص فصلاها بعد خروج وقتها وقع لكن إن أخرها فصلاها بعد خروج وقتها وقعت قضاء. But if one delays the prayer and then he prays it after its time is out, it is considered a make-up prayer. هو آثم لكن صلاته وقعت قضاء. One is sinful for that. He is committing an enormous sin. لكن but his prayer is considered a make-up prayer. الله تعالى قال فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون. المقصود بقوله ساهون الذين يؤخرونها عن وقتها إلى أن يخرج الوقت بغير عذر. إذن هذا ذنب عظيم. الله تعالى سد من سورة الماعون فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون. In this verse Allah threatened with a severe torture those who delay the prayer until its time is out. So it is an enormous sin. Doing that is an enormous sin. وهذه الصلوات الخمس المؤمن والكافر مخاطب بفعلها، لكن نحن لا نطلب من الكافر أن يصلي وهو على الكفر. وإن كان هو مأمورا بأدائها بأن يسلم ويؤديها، لكن نحن لا نطلب منه تأديتها وهو على الكفر، إنما ننتظر إذا أسلم فنأمره عند ذلك بأدائها. وإلا فهو مكلف بأدائها بأن يسلم ويؤديها، ولذلك يعذب على تركها في الآخرة. Both Muslims and blasphemers are ordered to pray the five prayers. We do not order a blasphemer to pray. We do not ask the blasphemer to pray. Why? Because it is not valid for him to perform the prayer. But Allah Ta'ala ordered Muslims and non-Muslims to perform the five prayers. Ordering the non-Muslims to perform them means ordering them to embrace al-Islam and then to perform those five prayers. But we do not ask the non-Muslim to pray. Although he is ordered by the rules of the religion to perform the prayers. And this is why in the hereafter, the non-Muslim is going to be tortured for not praying. So he is going to be tortured for leaving out believing properly in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His messengers, and for leaving out praying the obligatory prayers. ولا تجب هذه الصلوات على غير البالغ. The one who is not pubescent is not ordered to pray those five prayers. It is not an obligation upon him to pray those five prayers. ولا تجب على الحائض والنفساء. Likewise, the woman who is menstruating or in her postpartum bleeding is not obligated to pray. ولا تصح منها الصلاة, and it is not valid if she performs the prayer. إنما إذا انقطع دمها تصلي. Once her menstruating stops, then she makes ghusl and prays. ولا تجب على المجنون. Also, the crazy person is not ordered to pray. It is not incumbent upon him to pray. ولا تصح منه, and it is not valid if he does. ومثله الصبي الصغير الذي لم يميز بعد. Likewise, the little child, 2 years old or 3 years old, who is not yet in the situation, in the state of mental discrimination. لذلك لا نقول للصبي الصغير ابن سنة أو سنتين صلي, إنما يقال له انظر كيف يصلون. This is why we do not tell a child of 1 year old, 2 year old or the like, we do not tell him, we do not say to him, come and pray with us, for example. Rather, we say to him, look how they pray, look how people pray. Because it is not valid for him to pray. خلونا نقف هنا الآن. Let us stop here for now. أحد عنده سؤال؟ Do you have any questions? وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. ليش لا يعبله؟ صلاة من صحيحة منه شرط لصحتها الإسلام. فمن هذا مثله مثل اللي عم بيصلي من غير وضوء. لأنها ليست صلاة صحيحة. تفضلي. يقدر بالنسبة للأيام الأخرى. If If the sun does not appear, if there are clouds, so how does one know that the dhuhr time is in or the asr time is in? He estimates. He based on the other days, based on his observation in the other days when the sun was apparent. So based on that, he estimates that the dhuhr time is in, the asr time is in. This is what he does. And also for the Isha time, he estimates. I can't hear you. How long the observation is done, is valid. Okay, what you might do, what's good to do is for the people in one area to choose among themselves one or two people or three persons and observe every day. But if for yourself, what you can do is that you can observe at the beginning of the month, at the middle of the month, and at the end of the month. And like that, you know how the times are. So you can make your prayers in the due times. A lot. What is considered by the norm, a lot. That's it. Yes? I can't hear you, sorry. The calendar? If the person who made the calendar, who wrote the times, if he did that out of observation, and you know that this person is a trustworthy person, then you can take that as a reference. But with the conditions that I already mentioned. That he relied on observation, and he is a trustworthy person. Okay, you wake up and you know that now it's the dhuhr time is in. But you decide to go back to sleep. Why? Because you think it's your habit that you are going to wake up before the asr is in. But for this time, you believed that you are going to wake up before the dhuhr is out to pray it in time. But what really happened for this time, that you kept asleep until the asr was in. You are not sinful in this case. But if you go back to sleep while knowing that you are not going to wake up until the dhuhr time is out, then you are sinful. Likewise with the subuh prayer. إذا أخرها بحيث ما بقي من الوقت ما يسعها كلها مثلا أخرها أخر صلاة الظهر إلى آخر وقتها بحيث أن الوقت الباقي ثم بدأ بالصلاة في ضمن وقت الظهر لكن الوقت الباقي لا يسع إلا ثلاث ركعات أو ركعتين لا يسع كل الركعات الأربع هنا يأسم شيء تاني
بيقولوا تعتبر أداء إذا أدرك ركعة تعتبر أداء
صحيح إذا أدرك ركعة فهو أداء. If someone delays the prayer of al-dhuhr, for example, until the end of its time, to a point that when he starts praying it, there is no time enough to perform four rak'ahs. the whole prayer. The time, the remaining time when he starts, the remaining time is enough to pray, for example, 3 rak'ahs or 2. Then he is sinful. He is sinful. It is haram to delay the prayer and not to pray it except at the end of the time, while there is not enough time to pray all of it within its due time. Yes, if he prays 1 rak'ah during its due time, it is considered, it is not make up, it's not considered a make up prayer, but still he is sinful for doing that. He can delay until there is no sufficient time to make the whole prayer within its time. Then it becomes haram for him to delay it until that. It is haram for him to delay praying until there is no sufficient time to make the whole prayer within the dhuhr time, for example, within its time. Now, if there is sufficient time, but he chooses to recite a long surah from Al-Quran, so he starts, and there is enough time to pray 4 rak'ahs, for example. He starts the dhuhr prayer, and there is enough time to pray 4 rak'ahs. But he chooses, after starting, to recite a long surah from Al-Quran. So actually, the dhuhr time is out while he is still reciting. He did not finish the prayer yet. He is not sinful in this case. Because when he started, there were enough time to finish the prayer. If he delays until there is no enough time to finish the whole prayer, then intentionally, if he delays until that time, then he is sinful. في الليل وجع. بدك تسأل شيء حاجة؟
حديث مرفوع للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن النبي قال إن رجلان ثائر الرأس. شو المقصود بثائر الرأس هون؟
ثائر الرأس يعني شعراته منبوشين.
منبوشين؟
ممشطين. هذا معنى يعني هذه إشارة إلى أنه قادم من سفر، كان مسافرا. نعم حاج.
شيخي، الضابط ب انه الوقت يكون كافي لتأدية كامل الصلاة، الضابط فيها تأدية الأركان دون السنن؟
صحيح.
سؤال تاني، هلا إذا شخص استيقظ في وقت الفجر، هو متأخر ولكن تيقن من دخول الفجر، اللي بنعرفه انه لا يشترط ان يعرف ان الوقت قد خرج حتى يصلي.
ايه صحيح.
فاذا صلى يعني لا يشترط ان يعرف خروج صحيح. الوقت. فلأي معنى اذا كان يوجد جبل يعني يحجبه عن رؤية بداية قرص الشمس، لأي معنى بده يتحرى؟ عرفت شو المراد؟
لا، معناه لا معناه يحكم، لا يؤخر الصلاة إلى ما بعد الله. ذلك يحكم بأن الوقت انتهى إذا كان يستطيع أن يرى قرص الشمس، أول طلوع قرص الشمس، فيما لو لم يكن ذلك الجبل موجودا. يحكم معناه عند ذلك يحكم بانتهاء الوقت، فلا يؤخر مثلا إلى ذلك الوقت.
بالنسبة لدخول الفجر شيخي، مع وجود الجبل
كمان يقدم
ما شاء الله.
The beginning of the dawn, if there is a mountain in the eastern horizon, also one estimates the beginning of the time, because he cannot really see when the the dawn first appears because of the mountains. So he estimates when the time is in. نعم تفضل عمر.
أول سؤال تسألها الحاج رياض فيك ترجمها الله يبارك فيك.
The time when we say if there is enough time to pray the whole prayer, we mean by that to do the integrals of the prayer, not with all the sunnah matters. If one wakes up and he knows that the dawn had already appeared, the subuh time is in, then it is not an obligation. If he wakes up, he knows that the subuh time is in, he gets up, makes wudu and pray as subuh. It is valid. He does not need to check did the sun appear or not. Already he knows that the subuh is in, he can make the subuh prayer immediately. He does not need to check did the sun rise or not.
في بعض الأحيان إذا واحد مسافر مثلا من الإيست للواست ودخل وقت المغرب, إذا بعده بيطلع بدله بيشوف الكرس وبدله شايف الساعة ساعة وشوي
بيطول وقت ماشي المغرب معه,
بس إذا طلع على الأرض بيشوف الداركنس, كيف يحكم بالمغرب؟
أي داركنس؟
هو إذا طلع بالأرض تحته دغري
حكم على حسب الأرض.
أي يعني بيطلع بالأرض تحته إذا شافها دارك بيحكم أنه دخل المغرب, ما بيتبقى يراقب الشمس يعني لأنه بدله شايفها.
الحكم على حسب الأرض هذا إلى هذا الحد, أنا لا أزيد عن هذا.
If someone wakes up and they feel that Fajr is in but they don't know, is there, are they obligated to wake up?
What do you mean they feel?
They feel that by just by the time how long they slept their Fajr should be in by now.
They are not sure, yani. They hesitate, is the Fajr is in or not?
Yes.
They are not sure.
Yes.
So what's the question?
Do they have to get up and check?
No. Wa alaykum assalam.
Say a person is traveling. If a person is traveling and say they're in an airplane or a train, inshallah, and they want to make their prayer, they've determined that they've made some estimation as to where they're supposed to face, and then the vehicle that they're in and they're traveling in makes some type of directional change, they've already started making their prayer, is their prayer still valid that they've changed
when,
the direction?
When the train or the airplane makes changes the direction, do they change also to remain in the same direction as they started, or no, they remain as they are, so they change, they are their chest is moved away from the direction of Al-Qibla. If their chest is moved away, then the prayer is invalid.
So what do they do in that
what
situation?
They need to do is that they change when the airplane or the train change, so they remain facing the same direction. This is what they need to do. If they are in the train and the train is going in that direction, they are facing Al-Qibla. So when the train goes like that, they go like that. They change, yani. So in a way that they remain facing the same direction.
And they do this in retrospect to their prayers. They're making the prayers and they're changing at the same time. So does this
invalidate the prayer? No, it does not invalidate the prayer. طيب بارك الله فيكم. شو تفضل؟
الشيخ عبد الله يسلم عليك.
وعليه السلام.
الشيخ عبد الله يسلم عليك ويسلم على كل إخواننا. الشيخ عبد الله send his salam to everyone.
بارك الله فيك يا دكتور. طيب نرتاح شوي ومنصلي إن شاء الله في أول وقت جماعة. إن شاء الله we'll take some rest, we'll pray together the ظهر in جماعة, and at 12:30 إن شاء الله we'll continue. بارك الله فيكم. Hey, I forgot those questions. إن شاء الله we'll start by giving the answers to those questions at the beginning of the next session. لا إله إلا الله, لا إله إلا الله, لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. بارك الله بكم.